The next morning, Frank's family woke up and found a note on the kitchen table. "Gone over Niagara Falls in a barrel. Come watch Frank." So Frank's two sisters and two brothers and nine uncles ran down to the train yard. They got on the train to Stratford. They came off the train in Stratford. They ran over to the riverbank, and as soon as Frank saw them, he ducked himself into the barrel. Mitch sealed him up, shoved him out into the current.
And the capemen were rolling like we knew that they would, with codfish amongst them, getting all that they could. One youngster let out with a dirty big screech when a hungry one swam right ashore on the beach. And the cars were lined up on the road by the shore. My jumpers, I suppose there was 40 or more. Whole families were standing up watching the show, the little ones squealing with parents in tow.
Newfoundlanders are known throughout Canada for being some of the best storytellers in the country. The St. John's Storytelling Festival began this week. The festival has a wide range of events to showcase Newfoundland storytellers and to help promote up-and-coming narrators in the province. The festival started with a special edition of a monthly event known as Story Circle. Story Circle is hosted every second Tuesday of each month and is an open mic event. It gives an opportunity for new storytellers to come and share their stories. For the festival, things ran a bit differently. While still incorporating the open mic throughout the night, the event had a guest host, Kelly Russell, who shared stories of his own, along with two professional storytellers, Sharon King Campbell and Anne Glover. Campbell herself got her start at Story Circle when she was pushed by other members to go up and tell a story. The first story she told was about schooling on Fogo Island. This is her third time attending the storytelling festival and believes storytelling must be preserved because it is a part of our heritage.
Storytelling is one of the oldest art forms and we forget about it. And so having the storytelling festival around to develop the skills of the storytellers who live and work here, by bringing people in and by giving them professional opportunities, but also to have the opportunity to show storytelling to children in its very bare bones, like just a person talking to a room full of people.
Campbell adds it's a fantastic feeling to watch a new storyteller get up and tell their first story. Kaylee Bryan, administrator of the St. John's Storytelling Festival, doesn't tell stories but was looking for a change. They found an opening for a position at the festival and thought it would be an exciting task. Since being with the festival, they have grown to love storytelling and the effect it has on its listeners.
There's the preservation of heritage, and for me what's most important about storytelling in general is that it gives people an opportunity to connect with one another, and that's especially important when you're speaking like cross-culturally or even subculturally.
The festival is taking place from October 9th through to October 17th at various locations in St. John's. Storytelling is a part of our history. So this week, put down your book or your Kindle and experience storytelling the way it began, by listening. For Kicker News, I'm Cameron Kilfoy.